St. Finian's Magazine, December 2024. Dear friends, it's hard to believe that Christmas is just around the corner. We shouldn't be all that surprised, really, since the Christmas movies have been beaming in on one of our channels since late August, I think. The shops have had all their Christmas goods on display since Halloween, and charities and churches have sent out their Christmas appeal letters looking for support in order to keep their organisations and activities running. The Archbishops of Dublin and Armagh have designated Advent Sunday, the 1st of December, as a special day of prayer for peace in the Middle East and have launched an appeal through the Bishop's Appeal to have special collections at all of our churches to support those whose lives have been thrown into such chaos and upheaval and unbelievable suffering as a result of the wars raging in that region. Christmas always strikes me as a very emotional and personal time. If life is good and you are happy and healthy, you look forward to gathering with family and friends, sharing a special meal together and singing carols, and perhaps coming to worship together if you are a household of faith. It's a very different experience if you have lost someone you love and you feel that loss acutely in the midst of all the celebrations around you. You perhaps want to avert your eyes from all the jollity and parties and celebrations going on around you and retreat into yourself. You long for when the festival will be over and life returns to something resembling routine and normality again. Children look forward to presents and school plays and concerts with proud parents beaming on at their performances. The other side, of course, is that many children don't have enough. They are trapped in situations of poverty and neglect and domestic violence, and these are never comfortable realities to consider. Over the coming weeks, we hope each household will receive an invitation to Christmas services and events in St. Finian's. We recognise the complexity and challenge of the season for many, but we also see it as an important opportunity to talk and share about a word that lies at the heart of the Christian understanding of this time of year, and that word is hope. God's Son, Jesus Christ, was born into a world that faced many challenges all those years ago. There was imperial oppression. There were malevolent forces at work that sought to kill babies and young children. There was a lot of poverty and economic struggle. Wars raged, and a little baby was born in a very stripped back and challenging circumstances. This baby was foretold centuries before by prophets and hailed as the promised or anointed one, the Messiah who would make things new, who would offer hope, shine light into people's darkness, and walk alongside them no matter what they faced. This is the one we herald and celebrate today and in this season. We long for people to encounter him, which is why we hold special services and events. We want to put the Christ child at the front and centre of all our celebrations. There are traditional opportunities to do that in carol services and the first communion of Christmas and family celebrations of Christmas. These are events to invite neighbours and friends to, alongside outreach events like our movie night on Friday the 6th of December, where we want the community to enjoy a Christmas movie with us, sing some carols, and take away some thoughts and gifts that remind us of the true meaning of Christmas. Wherever and however you celebrate Christmas this year, whether it's welcoming home family from faraway places, or you have a quieter, more reflective time on your own, we want to take this opportunity to wish you a happy and peaceful season. The Church's liturgical calendar offers us the season of Advent as a way to build up towards it and make some spiritual preparations. The short 30-minute services on Thursdays in Advent are a good vehicle for this, offering an opportunity to draw aside from all the busyness and activity to be still and worship. It's a season too in which we are preparing to say farewell to our curate, Reverend Andy Hay, as he prepares to take up his new appointment as priest in charge of Clonallen and Warren Point with Ross Trevor on the 6th of January. There will be a presentation to Andy after our service of 9 lessons and carols on the 22nd of December, and he will be sharing in our Christmas services. Over the past 3.5 years, he has made an enormous contribution to the parish with his thoughtful Bible teaching pastoral care and imaginative outreach ideas. We wish Andy and his family every blessing as they move on to their next season of ministry and assure them of our prayers. If anyone would like to have Holy Communion in their home or are unable to get out to any of our special services, do please let one of the clergy know and we would be glad to come. As we look forward to these weeks, please be mindful of all those for whom it is a painful and difficult season, checking in on those who have been through difficult times, praying for them. Phone calls and cards are all greatly appreciated as we seek as a community to support one another and make the presence of Jesus real and known in our community. With very best wishes, Jonathan Pearce, Rector, telephone 02890 793 822. Season of Advent. For the first three Thursdays in December at 7:30 p.m, we will be holding the following Advent meditations in short half-hour services. Thursday the 5th of December, casting away the works of darkness. Thursday the 12th of December, putting on the armour of light. Thursday the 19th of December, he will come again in his glorious majesty. Prayer meetings by Zoom. Our parish prayer meetings by Zoom will not take place during the month of December. Creche. A creche is now available during the 11 a.m. services. Feel free to leave your children over to the hall at any point before or during the service. Community movie night. Family viewing of The Polar Express plus a Christmas sing-along. Friday the 6th of December at 6 p.m. Doors open at 5:45 p.m. Movie treats provided. Book your place free on Eventbrite. Pajamas optional. Wednesday morning communion and prayers for the sick. Wednesday morning communion service with prayers for the sick takes place on Wednesdays at 10:30 a.m. Everyone is very welcome to join us for tea, coffee, scones and friendship in the sexton's room after the service. Please note that the last service for this year will take place on the 18th of December. Services will then resume on the 8th of January. Services for December. Sunday the 1st of December, Advent Sunday, 9 a.m. Holy Communion, 11 a.m. Connect Service in the Houston Hall, 7 p.m. Advent Carol Service. Sunday the 8th of December, the second Sunday of Advent, 9 a.m. Holy Communion, 11 a.m. Holy Communion, 7 p.m. Compline. Sunday the 15th of December, the third Sunday of Advent, 9 a.m. Holy Communion, 11 a.m. Morning Prayer, 7 p.m. Holy Communion. Sunday the 22nd of December, the fourth Sunday of Advent, 9 a.m. Holy Communion, 11 a.m. Morning Prayer, 7 p.m. A service of 9 lessons and carols, followed by a farewell reception for Reverend Andy Hay. Tuesday the 24th of December, Christmas Eve, 11 p.m. The First Communion of Christmas. Wednesday the 25th of December, Christmas Day, 9 a.m. Holy Communion, 10:15 a.m. A family celebration of Christmas. Sunday the 29th of December, the first Sunday of Christmas, 9 a.m. Holy Communion, 11 a.m. A celebration of our favourite Christmas carols, 7 p.m. A service of wholeness and healing. A farewell note from Andy. Dear friends, the time has come to say goodbye. This month will be my last as curate here in St Finian's Parish Church, and I wanted to thank you all for your friendship and support. Worshipping with you has been a pleasure. Services in St Finian's are always special, and I have learned through them and been nourished by them. Thank you for being a kind training ground for my sermons and for staying awake most of the time. Thank you for the music. The worship is so ably supported and led by the choir, music groups and excellent organists. We have a fantastic technical team in St Finian's, and that is why so many of you are able to worship with us online, and I have always been aware of your presence in the room with us as we worship. Thank you. There are too many individuals and groups to mention, so I won't even attempt the task, but please know that the dedication to detail, commitment, integrity and humour you bring to the different ways in which you serve the community has made you all such a pleasure to serve with. Thank you too for opening the door to me and allowing me time to sit, chat and pray with you in your homes and in hospitals. It has been a privilege to meet with you in these places, and you have always been gracious. As a curate, my job has been to learn. I have learned so much, and this is because I have had an outstanding teacher, Jono. Your patience and tireless guidance will never be forgotten. In January, I will begin a new post with the congregation in Clonallen, Warren Point, Alconbrony. I am looking forward to this new phase in life, and it will be a great adventure, but this has only been made possible through your support, love and friendship. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face to shine upon you and be gracious to you. The Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you peace. Numbers 6, 24-26. Yours in the love of Jesus, our Lord, Andy. Cricket Crafters. The craft group was delighted to be able to hang the poppy displays in church this year. We also held a craft morning in November. Thank you to all who supported our charity morning. Crafters will finish this year with a Christmas party on Tuesday the 17th of December and will resume on Tuesday the 7th of January. Janet Johnson, telephone 07711885203. Ladies Friendship Group. Hello ladies, the season of mellow fruitfulness is speeding by. Advent is upon us and Christmas is on the horizon. Having said that, December is definitely not over yet, so make the most of each of the 31 days. On the 11th, come along to our friendship group at 2 p.m. We plan to have a fun afternoon, finishing with a few Christmas songs led by John Waterworth. Naturally, there will be time to chat over tea and Christmas treats. Helen, Caroline, Dorothy and I wish you all a peaceful Christmas and a happy and healthy 2025. Julie, telephone 07814928398. St Finian's History Project, 1932-2032. To celebrate 100 years of St Finian's, we would like to collect your stories of the people, events and changes in the parish to publish in future church magazines. Do you have photographs from over the years, old church magazines, any material for display purposes, information about church organisations, anything else that may be relevant? We are interested in your memories, particularly from older members of the congregation and people who have belonged to the parish since childhood. If you would like to write a paragraph or two of around 250 to 300 words, you can post this to Linda Campbell at the church office or email your story to stfinians100years@outlook.com. If you are aware of anyone who may need help writing their memories, we would be grateful for any assistance from friends and family. If you would like to become involved in the planning and gathering of material for this project, then please email stfinians100years@outlook.com or contact Linda with your name and details. Church of Ireland Gazette. The subscriptions for the Church of Ireland Gazette are due for renewal. The cost for 2025 has remained the same as last year, £47.50. If you wish to receive the Gazette next year, please contact Linda in the church office on Tuesdays or Wednesdays between 9 a.m. and 2 p.m. Telephone 028 90 792 793. Alternatively, email office.craiga@down.anglican.org. Please advise by Tuesday the 7th of January 2025. Mission Box Contributions. If you would like your Mission Box contributions to be included in the 2024 distribution to charities, please leave your box at the back of the church by Sunday the 8th of December. Brian Lavery, Honorary Treasurer. Divine Healing Ministries. There will be no Divine Healing Ministry service in December due to the Christmas New Year season. Norman Slater. Mother's Union. Hello everyone. Have you ever been in a restaurant and been presented with a menu so extensive that you are bewildered and wish you could be shown an easier, more restricted one to choose from? Isn't Christmas a bit like that? There is such a wealth of material to choose from, for the church ministers who prepare sermons, the organists and choir leaders in selecting music appropriate for the services. As far as food for the special meals is concerned, the rich fare on offer is vast. If you have dared venture into Smith's Toy Shop, say at Forestside near Christmas, have you wandered up and down the aisles, the shelves stacked high with all manner of toys, wondering what would be suitable and affordable? So where to begin in our preparations? Advent is the best possible start, with Advent Sunday commencing right at the beginning of December and our Mother's Union Advent Carol service. Hopefully it will help keep our eyes on the prize of a simpler but meaningful Christmas season. When driving around this time of year, I sometimes play Christmas CDs. To finish, here is a verse from a Michael Card song called "A King in a Cattle Trough," sums up the spirit of the season so well. You can see and hear the whole song on YouTube. How do you worship a king in a cattle trough when you cannot bow any lower than he? And what kind of gift to give someone with nothing? Humiliating humility. Dates for your diary. Monday, 2nd of December, Mother's Union Advent Carol Service, St Mary's Cumber, 7:30 p.m. If you would like to go, contact Liz, Angela or any of the committee members. Saturday, the 4th of January, 2025, 10 a.m. Gillian Stevenson will lead a devotion on the theme of an Irish woman's wee Christmas at 10 a.m. Tea, coffee and scones to start. Our whole committee, Liz, Angela, Belinda, Carol, Joan and Karen, wish you a very joyful Christmas and a happy new year. Angela Harvey, Branch Manager, Mobile 0759 607 5081. Liz Walker, Branch Leader, Mobile 0777-461-7549. Mother's Union Midday Wave of Prayers, December 2024. 1st to 2nd December. Pumalanga in South Africa, Central Buganda in Uganda, Zonkwa in Nigeria, Bo in Sierra Leone, Newcastle in England and Barrackpore in India. 3 to the 5th of December. Aikot in South Sudan, Southwest Tanganyika in Tanzania, Aba and Areli Ezeodo in Nigeria, Coventry in England and Cuttack in India. 7 to 9th December, Namibia, Mount Kenya South in Kenya, Northern Aizon and Jebu North in Nigeria and Durham in England. 10th to 12th December, Lusaka in Zambia, Shayogwi in Rwanda, Sokoto in Ika in Nigeria, Ely in England and Karimnagar in India. 14th to the 16th December, Fianarantsoa in Madagascar, Central Tanganyika in Tanzania, Calabar and Igbobimia in Nigeria, Derry and Rafo in All Ireland and Banks and Torres in Vanuatu. 17th to the 19th of December, Lu in South Sudan, Embu in Kenya, Orlu and Awori in Nigeria, the Murray in Australia and Medak in India. 21st to 23rd December, Archbishops, Bishops and all clergy in the Anglican Communion. 24th to 26th December, refugees, internally displaced families and those living in a climate of fear. 28th to the 30th December, all involved with the responsibility of caring for and supporting family life. 31st of December, Mothers Union Worldwide. St Finian's Boys Brigade. As we move towards the Christmas holidays, we can look back on the fun, friendship and learning we have shared since our return in September. The boys and the officers have thoroughly enjoyed their varied activities and the boys are continuing to make progress in their brigade badge work. While reflecting on the performance of our current members, we also reflect on the achievements of some former members of the 74th Belfast Company. These are all past members who have taken the advancement of Christ's kingdom element of the Boys Brigade objectives as a vocation and are serving as ordained clergy. We wish them all well as they continue God's work. Reverend Lynn Gibson, Rector of St Mark's Ballymacash, Lisburn, a former officer in charge of the Anchor Boys. Canon Ian Berry, Rector of the Virginia Group of Parishes, a former BB member and Lieutenant. Reverend Peter Hilton, Rector of Helens Bay and a former BB member. Rev Jeff Withers, Rector of North Ullswater Churches Group, former RAF chaplain and a former BB member. Reverend Nigel Parker, Rector of Bangor Parish and a former BB member. The following are the final dates for 2024 and the starting dates for 2025 for the BB and Anchor Boys. Christmas, Company and Junior Sections, 9th December, Anchor Boys, 10th December. New Year Return, Company and Junior Sections, 6th of January, Anchor Boys, 7th of January. Calling all singers or musicians. Have you a talent for singing or playing an instrument? Would you be willing to volunteer to sing with the children in our toddlers group on Mondays for half an hour? If so, ring Alison on 07704 280 520. Your help would be very much appreciated. Messy Church. Come along to our Christmas Messy Church on Friday the 29th of November from 3:30 to 5 p.m. Lots of fun and games for children aged 3 to 11. Everyone is very welcome. St Finian's Toddlers. The St Finian's Toddlers group will be meeting on Monday the 9th of December at 10 a.m. for a Christmas party with a special guest. This will be our last meeting of 2024 and we will return on Monday the 13th of January 2025. Flower Donation Rota, December 8th, Mrs. C. Bell, and 15th, Mrs. L. Campbell, 22nd, Christmas Flowers, 29th, Christmas Flowers Stay. St. Finian's Pilates. Hi everyone. This month I'd like to focus on the role of Pilates within sport in general. It seems surprising that alongside the rapid growth in the number of fitness and sports centres, there has been an equivalent growth in the number of sports injury clinics, and the question is why this should be so if sport is supposed to increase fitness and health. The answer is relatively straightforward in the case of the enthusiastic amateur sportsperson, as they are usually playing a game for which they are not fit. A classic example is the middle-aged, born-again footballers or tennis players taking up the game after many years of absence and without proper training. In most cases, they won't go to regular sport-specific training sessions, and their bodies are neither flexible nor strong enough to cope with the physical rigours of the game. Another problem lies with the nature of the sport itself, given that many, such as golf for example, are unilateral and develop or involve one side of the body or work one set of muscles repeatedly, and there will be a resultant imbalance in the body which may lead to an increased risk of injury. Each sport will have specific motor patterns related to the skill required to play it, and there is normally little value in tampering with a golfer's swing or a tennis player's serve. However, a few well-designed Pilates exercises added to a normal, regular training routine will ensure that the body becomes more balanced and the movement patterns remain normal. The end result will be fewer injuries, faster recuperation from injury trauma, and a better performance resulting from sound and efficient muscle recruitment patterns. It is important at this point to state that this is not a quick fix solution, but rather a long-term approach to training and body maintenance that uses a mix of exercises recommended for each postural type and specific to each sport to supplement traditional training regimes. In the following months, I'll be looking at the most common problems associated with the most popular sports and the Pilates exercises recommended for each one. In the meantime, stay safe and keep moving. We meet on Wednesdays at 7 p.m. in the Houston Hall. Everyone is very welcome, and a small donation of £3 per class is requested to go towards church funds. If you want to find out more about Pilates, please contact me, John Waterworth, by phone 07941 368546, or email at jcwworth@yahoo.co.uk. Northern Ireland Opera in partnership with St Finian's. During the autumn half-term, St Finian's hosted a programme of music and theatre skills for primary school children aged 9 to 11 years. The programme was organised and delivered by NI Opera as part of its community outreach programme. Each day, the children were introduced to new skills by professional opera singers, musicians and a choreographer. They began the week by carving pumpkins to mark Halloween and the Autumn Harvest Festival of Samhain before making masks similar to those worn by characters in the recent highly acclaimed NI Opera production Eugene O'Neagan. Each day there was an opportunity to play games and sing, as well as getting to know each other and build new friendships. Over 27 children from 7 local primary schools took part in the busy programme, which ran daily from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. Each day started with breakfast and lunch was also provided. On Wednesday morning, the children learnt from Adam Ashford how to interpret themes through dance and movement, ranging from gentle stretches and yoga poses to more lively pop dance routines. On Thursday, they enjoyed creating gruesome prosthetics, learning how to produce some very convincing bruises and bleeding wounds after watching a demonstration delivered by professional makeup artist Connie McGrath. On the final morning, the group was led by opera singer India Chapman-Webb. The through a number of songs to produce an excellent choral effect. After lunch, they visited the church where Junior Churchwarden Matthew Kidd, a member of the group, ably explained a number of key features of the interior. The children were particularly impressed by the beautiful colours of the stained glass windows and were very interested to see the harvest decorations of flowers, fruit and vegetables which were still on display. They returned to the Houston Hall for a final session of drama and storytelling, which clearly demonstrated just how much they had learnt during the week, and both the actors and audience thoroughly enjoyed this activity. The programme was devised and facilitated by Mrs. Bobby Ray Purdy, an NI Opera Community Outreach Coordinator who lives in the parish, assisted by Gerard Kelly, who leads the youth members at the Lyric Theatre. NI Opera General Manager Laura Salt attended every day to assist with the programme. Members of the Symphony and Safeguarding team attended on different days as volunteers to support the group members as they engaged in their activities. We are very grateful to Jim, Catherine, Charmaine, Heather, Andy and Alison for their assistance. Alan and Claire also provided support during the week, with Catherine and Emma assisting across a range of duties and activities. Many thanks to you all. The children came from many social and ethnic backgrounds and several had special needs. All were keen to participate in the activities and to learn new skills. Our thanks to Cameron Menzies, Chief Executive and Artistic Director of NI Opera, and Matthew Bradley, Production and Events Coordinator, who, with Bobby, were keen to base their East Belfast programme at Symphonians. This was only their second primary school outreach programme. Last year's venue was in North Belfast. We are delighted to have had such a successful working relationship with them and thank all the professional artists who were involved in the delivery of the programme, including Rachel Heater, Ryan Greer and Tristan Rusher. Finally, on behalf of NI Opera and St Finian's, we thank the funders who have made this special community outreach programme possible, Foyle Foundation, the Garfield Weston Foundation and the Arts Council. Garfield Weston Foundation also generously funded part of St Finian's 2023 accessibility project to provide wheelchair accessible spaces in church, the new ramp and paths. Karen Gately, Linda Leonard, the NI Opera Community Outreach Programme Coordinators for St Finian's, Autumn 2024. Prayer Warrior, do you have a concern or problem and would like someone to pray for you? If so, contact Robin by text or email. He will be willing to help. Your contact will be completely confidential and no details will be passed on to anyone else unless you want them to. Mobile 0751 3947504 or email robsmill24@gmail.com. Christians Against Poverty, CAP, Christmas Appeal. Christmas is just around the corner. While most of us look forward to indulging ourselves just a little, for many, due to tight financial constraints, this is not an option. At CAP, we believe in going the extra mile for our clients to make sure Christmas is enjoyable and affordable. In speaking to the clients to see how best we can serve them this year, the majority mentioned the struggles they will face with heat and light, toys for the children and clothes to keep warm. It would also be nice to be able to wrap up a toiletry set as a nice gift and provide some Christmas treats. Last year, I was blown away by your generosity as a church, and I am hoping I can rely on the same spirit of generosity this year for the 28 clients we are currently working with. I am therefore asking if folk would be willing to provide either clothes gift vouchers, e.g. Dunn's, M&S, or toy gift vouchers, e.g. Smith's, B&M, toiletry sets, both men and women. A financial donation which can be used to top up the gas and electricity and purchase some nice Christmas treats. An online direct transfer to Willowfield Parish Com Association 950114 800 33383 REF CAP. A cheque made payable to WPCA and posted to CAP Mica Centre 149A My Ladies Road, Belfast BT68FE. www.kindlink.com/fundraising/Willowfield-Parish-Community-Association/CAP-Fundraising. Heather Harmon is the CAP champion in St Finian's and she will be coordinating the gathering of donations. The final date for gift and card donations is Sunday the 1st of December. Thank you for your support for these families at what is a very difficult and stressful time of the year. The Bible has a promise for us. God is able to bless you abundantly so that in all things at all times, having all that you need, you will abound in every good work. 2 Corinthians 9, verse 8. James Miles, Belfast Central Cap Debt Centre Manager. Note from Heather. I would be grateful if any donations could be left at the back of the church or with the church wardens. Jeff and I will then collect them. Thank you, Heather Harmon. General maintenance. The church premises require regular maintenance to keep them in good order, so it is an advantage to have a regular schedule for works, both for buildings and grounds. This gives people an opportunity to volunteer a few hours each month to assist in the upkeep of our estate. Accordingly, the last Sunday of each month is designated as a work morning, duration from 9 a.m. to 11 a.m. for anyone who might be available. Work would include general light duties, tidying up in the halls and church and optional printing, spraying, brushing, etc. The next date is Saturday the 28th of December. See you then. Jim Hoy, Glebe Warden. St George's singers present a Baroque Christmas concert. Music by Dietrich Buxtehude and Henry Purcell. On Wednesday the 11th of December at 7:45, St George's Church, High Street, Belfast. Seasonal refreshments following the concert. Tickets £20, available from choir members and at the door. Also online, please visit www.stgeorgessingers.co.uk. Contact details. Rector, telephone 028 9079 3822. Curate, telephone 07905 368 474. Church office hours, Tuesday 9 to 2pm, Wednesday 9 to 2pm. Telephone 02890 792793 or email office.craiga@down.anglican.org. Magazine by email. Why not receive your magazine by email and help the environment by cutting down on the use of paper? If you would like to receive your magazine this way, contact Linda in the church office on Tuesdays and Wednesdays between 9 a.m. and 2 p.m. Telephone 028 90 792 793 or email office.craiga@down.anglican.org. Magazine. Please send articles for inclusion in the January magazine to office.craiga@down.anglican.org or telephone the parish office 028 90 792 793 by noon on Tuesday the 3rd of December. Don't forget to check out the church website www.stfinians.org or find us on Facebook, facebook.com/stfinians.